It's now 1:10 and I'm going to retire soon, but I've been having some thoughts about something which started in the 1920s in art, in literature, essentially in writing, called stream of consciousness. And 1922 was an important year for modernism because James Joyce wrote Ulysses, a massive book, and T.S. Eliot, the English poet, wrote The Wasteland, a fragmented poem. And I forget sometimes, I've read this stuff, and I often fail to put it in context. So I live in a networked, ultra-fast world where I connect with people, some people I've never even met, instantaneously, and share emotion, philosophy, sensation, a million things. Now, in the 20s, when James Joyce wrote Ulysses, this was before the Second World War. This is like 4 years after World War One had ended. This idea of fragmentation was radical. So when I picked up Ulysses, and I picked up Finnegan's Wake, and I picked up The Wasteland, I started reading these things, these enormous edifices of art of the early quarter of the 20th century, first quarter of the 20th century, and put them in context and think, these people are geniuses, because when I read this stuff now, or read anything that approximates it, it seems obvious that I'm on Audioboo and I'm on Twitter and I am talking, and if I wanted to, if I had subscribed to the main Audioboo feed, I would receive hundreds of fragments of people's consciousness, from the banal to the intense, to the passionate, to the driven, to the peripheral, to the specific, the elitist, everything. And it's normal. I am excited, I am happy, and I do see it as a gift. But then I do take it for granted. So I step back to 1922, when minds like the mind of a writer, an Irish writer like James Joyce, or the mind of an Irish writer like Flann O'Brien, or the mind of an English poet, T.S. Eliot, and there are others, caught on to this trend in consciousness, this trend for fragmentation with an attendant conglomeration, dispersal with an attendant gathering, this is why it's important for people to get their shit together, because we get strewn further and further apart, but if we're strong, we bring those bonds back, we create communities. No one fucking knows, it's probably 1% of the population even knows who James Joyce is, or T.S. Eliot is. Doesn't matter. Their work is opaque, pretentious, difficult. Not many people want to go there and fight their way through. And they don't have to. My point is, they predicted our current universe. And what that means to me is, there are future energies so incredible, so in advance of what we're doing now, that we need that kind of vision. We need the James Joyce, or the T.S. Eliot, or the Dylan Thomas, or whatever those equivalents are in music, or sculpture, or technology, to point us in the right direction. Because in 10 years' time, no one's going to know who the fuck Twitter are, or Audioboo, or any of these people, any of these companies, any of these services. let's stop being complacent. Social networking, Twitter, it's the norm now. It's the mainstream. It's the Dire Straits, the Michael Jackson of technology. We need to dig deep to touch and start to make explicit the incredible channels that are going to point us in the direction of the future.